Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to International Life Coach Radio. My name is Rod Beaumont and I am your coach for the next hour on Unleash Your Potential. I'd like to thank today's sponsor, Audible.com, a leading provider of spoken audio entertainment and information. Listen to audiobooks whenever and wherever you want. Get a free book when you sign up for a 30-day free trial at audiblepodcast.com/lifecoachradio. And without any further ado, let us start the program. And yes, indeed, welcome to the first program of spring in this beautiful 2015. And I have a really special guest this evening, a gentleman who was my mentor as well as a good friend. It is Chris Robertson, the operations manager of the world's top coaching training body, the Coaching Academy. Welcome, Chris.
Hiya, Rod. Yeah, great to be here.
It is indeed. And let me just kind of introduce you to the listeners. Chris is one of the UK's leading performance coaches and one of the most prominent coach mentor supervisors in the world, having personally mentored over 15,000 coaches since 2004 and having assessed well over 6,500 sessions as part of the qualification requirements of the Coaching Academy's coaching diploma programs. Chris is in a unique position to share the secrets of successful coaches. As one of the Coaching Academy's senior coach trainers, Chris has delivered a variety of coach training presentations covering a multitude of coaching-related subjects, including goal setting, motivation, the science of persuasion, effective questioning, the coaching mindset, maximizing the grow process, and developing coaching fundamentals. In his spare time, Chris manages to be a really full-time devoted dad and can be often seen going through the countryside around beloved Tunbridge Wells. So, Chris, welcome and thank you very much for joining us.
Hey, an absolute pleasure, Rod, and what a fantastic introduction. I feel very humble.
Okay, well, first of all, you've experienced in the last 10 years mentoring 15,000 coaches. And I know that I was one of those that you mentored, and you helped me along a great deal through this process. But why don't you just tell our listeners, what does that actually mean? What is a coach mentor?
Yeah, well, it's about making sure that the coach has got something with the questions that they have related to coaching. So oftentimes I'm speaking to students of the Coaching Academy around their training qualification requirements. So it can be as simple as, which bit of paper do I need to submit for this, Chris? Or how do I book an assessed call? Or it may be it's a great opportunity for them to have somebody that they can unpack some of the challenges that they've had in their coaching sessions. So I'll often be speaking to coaches around, and not just students in training, but also qualified coaches, around some of the coaching sessions that they've had. Maybe it went fine, but they want to have an opportunity to talk through maybe some of the things that didn't quite go as well as they would have liked, or just to unload at the end and perhaps get some different insight in terms of their learning and development. It may also be an opportunity to talk through any challenging clients that they've had, Rod, and, you know, we've all had some of those. So, again, it's a nice confidential space to discuss, you know, clients that maybe they're struggling to keep on track, or clients that might get a little bit emotional, or it might even be, as a mentor, Rod, growing their coaching business. I've often done quite a lot of mentoring around growing a coaching business as well. So it's a multitude of things that can be helpful to lots of different coaches in lots of different places.
And that really is really a great segue into what we wanted to talk about tonight, because Chris, you've recently had a webinar, and the subject of that was the mistakes coaches make in terms of their business, right?
It's one of those really popular ones as well, Rod. You know, as soon as people read, you know, why coaches aren't more successful, they want to know. They want to identify maybe the pitfalls that they themselves are about to fall into, or maybe recognize the ones that they've fallen into themselves and then learn from it.
So, as you know, approximately half of our audience are coaches or people that are learning to become coaches, and the remainder are potential coaching clients. And I'm sure it will be of interest to everybody as to what it is, because a lot of people really want to be coaches. They have this great passion. But when the rubber hits the road and you're out there trying to build your business, things can be really challenging. So, where do you begin when you're talking about the mistakes coaches make? Where would you begin in really trying to?
Well, you know, what's going to be great about this, Rod, is not only are the coaches that are listening to this going to be able to make some changes, I hope, but also I'm sure the ladies and gents listening to this that are potentially looking at hiring the services of a coach, they'll be, I'm sure, listening to me going, yeah, that's a reason why I didn't hire that guy. Or, yep, that lady that I looked at her website, that's the reason why I didn't hire her. So this, you're right, this is going to be useful regardless of why you're listening to this, whether you're a coach or looking for a coach, this is going to be relevant. For me, Rod, you know, the first big mistake that coaches make, and it baffles me, Rod, it really does, is they don't have a coach. It's frightening. It frightens the life out of me. You know, we do a number of surveys at the Coaching Academy every year of professional coaches out there. And did you know one third of the professional coaches that we surveyed had a professional coach, which means that two thirds of coaches potentially don't have a professional coach for themselves. That frightens the life out of me, Rod. I don't know about you.
It really does, because I know that as you go through the training, doing the buddy coaching is really helpful, but also having your mentor coach, having the coach that, you know, pulls you up to task and kind of says, you know, why did you do that, is really important. And this process doesn't end when you get your diploma. And I agree with you 100%. I mean, two thirds of the coaches out there that currently perhaps do not have a coach really need to be looking at that, not just for their own development, surely, but also because it's going to help them be a better coach for their clients.
Completely. You know, the analogy that I use, Rod, is it's like otherwise you're like the fat personal fitness trainer. You're like the dentist whose teeth are falling out. You're not somebody that's walking their talk. No one is ever going to hire you if you are not a walking, talking champion for the product, the service that you deliver. And it frightens me that there are the coaches out there that aren't working on their own life. I mean, it's important to be using the coaching for your own self-awareness and your own personal and professional development. But if you're not working on improving your life and your business in a way that the only really coaching can particularly help, then how can you possibly sell the benefits of hiring yourself as a coach to potential clients?
That's exactly right. I mean, nobody knows it all. And I would kind of look at it as you write a story, you write something you want published, you proofread it yourself straight afterwards, you get it back from the printers, and all of a sudden out jumps something that you got wrong. And having your coach helping to proof you, if you like, to help you, to mentor you, but also to hold you accountable, I think is essential.
Yeah, If you keep staying where you are, if you're not developing yourself and growing yourself and your business, you're stuck where you are, then you're not going to be improving in any way, shape, or form, and you'll just get stagnant, which is what happens, you know. That's what happens to people. They can be a great coach, they can be a really, really good coach, technically excellent, but if they've not got anyone helping them develop professionally, then they're not going to go anywhere, and then they're surprised when people don't hire them as a coach.
That's right. I know personally, I have one coach that is there that coaches me on a personal level, but I also have another coach that is for the business, if you like, the running of the business. And I would say one of the things that makes a big distinction, and I think Bev brought this up in one of my earlier interviews, was that one of the things distinguishes someone who's really successful from someone who isn't, is focus, staying focused. And by having a coach to coach you, that keeps you on track and it makes sure you're staying within those focus lines that you really want to develop. So, besides that, what would be the next thing you would recommend?
Well, I mean, you mentioned focus, Rod. For me, that's another really good point. You know, in my experience, a lot of coaches are out there that are not as successful as they could be. These people that aren't maximizing their potential are easily distracted by peripheral, unimportant nonsense. So I'll give you some examples. And you know, you mentioned I've mentored a fair few people in my time. I've had the pleasure and privilege of mentoring some coaches that have gone on to do some fantastic things. But the amount of times that I have coaches who I'm mentoring that are obsessed with things like thinking of what their business name is going to be, they're obsessed with getting their website up. They're obsessed with finalizing the design for their business cards, their logo, their color palette. You know, all of this, basically, Rob, they're spending their time shopping. That's what it seems to me. They seem to be spending their time on the paraphernalia of business, rather than generating the business itself.
And I think that's a really easy trap to fall into. I know that as soon as you start to put your website up, from my experience, I had more calls from people wanting to sell me something as a new business than I did from clients. And they suck you into the web. And like you say, if you're not careful, you lose focus on what it is you're actually there trying to do.
Now, let me be really clear. I'm not saying that this stuff isn't important. Thinking of your business name, your website, the colors, your logo, that's all part of your brand. I get that. But don't do that at this for to the detriment of your business. Do it side. Do it at the same time as going out there and getting clients, going out there and talking about coaching, networking, all of those kind of things. Don't wait and the website and the logo and the registered with the different organizations that you need to register with. Don't do that instead of growing your business. Do it at the same time.
The best things I ever did when I was qualifying was started to attend networking meetings. Even before I had my business cards, even before I knew what I was going to specialize in, it was taking a step out to network within my community.
And that's what that's a great example.
Yeah, because you learn so much. Because in the beginning, people are always asking you, well, what do you do? And you say you're a coach, and automatically a lot of people think, oh, football, tennis, setting that elevator speech ready, but actually delivering it with passion and belief makes such a difference. And it's such a learning process.
Yeah, good. So for me, Rob, that actually reminds me of another thing that I think is absolutely vital. That, again, blows my mind, the number of coaches that fall down on this part. You know, we, the Coaching Academy, we're blessed to have trained, you know, more people than anyone else in the world. We've had many, many coaches that come along and have invested a lot of time and money in being the best coach it can be. But then when it comes to growing a business, they don't invest anything. There's no time, no energy or money spent on learning about business. And again, blowing rod, I don't get it. I don't get why they expect almost to reap the rewards of the learning and development just by virtue of the fact that they get to turn up. So that's my next tip for coaches, is learn about business.
And so how would you suggest they do that?
Well, for me, in the same way that they learn about coaching. You know, there's, the good news is a lot of the hard work has been done for you. So there are, and this is relevant to anybody out there growing any business. It doesn't have to be a coaching business. But there are plenty of books, plenty of seminars, plenty of training programs, plenty of free resources out there, online, etc., that you can tap into and avail yourself of, that will massively impact on the likelihood of you growing a business. Just the basic philosophy of growing a business is sometimes all somebody might need to get their leg up, to get started, and then success breeds success. And so often, Rod, you know, it's really sad that you get these great, are technically brilliant, really great, having some great, doing great work with their clients, but they don't spend the time and the energy on learning how to sell and market themselves and their coaching business.
And as you were saying, I know, also I spent many years in the United States. Chambers are a great place to start, a great place to find out what is happening in your community, what business resources are available, as you're saying, whether it's a webinar or whether it's face-to-face, because a lot of the chambers can connect you with people that can help you with the taxes and the website and accounting and everything else. But more importantly, you get invited to go to events where you just network with other small business early. So first, if you actually work well.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, that's two birds with one stone right there, isn't it? And there are plenty of resources out there, you know, that will help. Don't forget some of the sellers that are out there in the marketplace. There are hundreds of books written over on growth. And the principles of business, whilst, you know, modern technology plays a bigger part now, the fundamentals are still the same. So, you know, if you don't know who Nightingale Conant are, then check them out. If you've never heard of J. Conrad Levinson or Brian Tracy or, you know, some of these guys, then it's all out there, and it's at your fingertips.
It is indeed. Okay, so what would be the next one that we should look at?
For me, Rod, again, you know, they're all kind of interlinked in a way. But again, one of the main reasons in my experience why coaches are not as successful as they could be is they drop the ball of professionalism. They completely misunderstand their brand. And it can be some really simple things, like the choices that people make in terms of their company name, for example. And I've heard some just crazy examples of coaches out there looking to set up a business. And you think, my goodness, either you don't know what it means, or they say the name in the worst situation. They say the name of the coaching business, it makes you think of something completely different, not coaching in the slightest. So, I mean, there are so many examples. The one that always springs to mind is this is a few years ago, but one of the coaches I was working with was setting up a corporate coaching business, and they were calling themselves Yellow Brick Road Coaching. Now, maybe I'm missing something here, and I get that this is a personal preference, but for me, you say Yellow Brick Road Coaching, I think of The Wizard of Oz and Dorothy and the Tin Man and Munchkins, and that doesn't quite fit with corporate coaching to me. Again, you get coaches that go along the line of kind of like Richard Branson's Virgin, where it's sort of unrelated in a way, but they quite like the word. So they, you know, they pick a word like turquoise or you know, something like that. And you just think, my goodness, I'm sure there's a reason for this somewhere. But you know, the best tip I can give coaches out there, Rod, is to remember that you are the product and service that you are offering. So what better business name than your own name? It really is as simple as that. I would be Chris Robertson International or Chris Robertson and Associates or Chris Robertson Co. or you know, those kind of things. I would be definitely using my name as part of my business. And if later on there are subsidiaries and other little new businesses that pop off the back of what I'm doing, then yeah, you know, maybe under the umbrella of Chris Robertson Coaching International, whatever, there is room for other websites. But for me, at the helm of it, that's the best advice I can give people. You know, use your name, get your name as a domain name. That solves the other issue that people have where they try and work out what email address to use and what web address to get and try and find domain names that don't really bear any relation to their business name. Don't get me started, Rod, on coaches out there, professional coaches running professional coaching businesses, expecting professional coaching fees that are using a Yahoo email address or a Hotmail email address or Gmail email address, and I know that other email address providers are available. but you wouldn't hire the services of a lawyer that said I'm you know free legal advice at hotmail.com. You wouldn't hire the services of any businessman that was using a domain like Gmail, Hotmail, Yahoo, or you know whatever it might be. So having your own domain name means you also get to be Chris at chrisrobertsoncoachinginternational.com or whatever it ends up being. That's probably more brief and succinct than that. You get the idea, right, Rob?
I sure do. And that really is important because when you do the networking, especially face-to-face, the people you're networking with, you're going to be saying, hi, I'm Rod, or hi, I'm Chris. You're not going to be saying, hi, I'm Turquoise Coaching or whatever. Exactly. So, yeah, and people remember the personal touch.
Mm. Which again, brings me on to my next point, remembering the personal touch. The photos that I've seen out there, and sometimes just for fun, I'll just flick through the photos on LinkedIn and just giggle to myself at some of the ridiculous that people are choosing to represent them and their business out there. The holiday snaps, the picture of the dog, you know, these kind, or just generally speaking, poor quality photographs where there's not been any real thought gone into it. It's been taken by their 12-year-old son, you know, in their basement. And these people are trying to grow a professional coaching business where somebody goes onto their website and the first thing they see is this photo of them, you know, skiing in Switzerland, and they're expecting them to hire them as a coach. It really does frighten me.
It does. And that brings up a really useful point too about what you link your business website to. You know, avoiding your personal Facebook page, avoiding things where you know, you'd be showing a side of you that if a business or a corporation is looking to hire, they will Google it and they will look for you, that you really do need to have a professional persona, and you need to keep that totally separate from your private family life.
Really good advice. Really good advice. And we've all know somebody, don't we, that's fallen foul of missing out on that contract, or falling foul of the business that they're working for, because those photos of Saturday night have been drawn to the attention of the manager or the decision maker. So yeah, good advice. Good advice. And sort of linked in with that as well, Rod, I would say it's about looking the part. When you're networking, or when you're going to meetings to try and talk about the benefits of coaching, and it's not about being, you don't need to be an image consultant or an image coach, but if you're looking to work within large organizations and the corporate businesses, then dressing in a suit kind of makes sense. If you're looking to work with young people, or young people is a great example. If you dress in a suit, then it's unlikely that you're going to be able to build that kind of rapport. So think about what you look like as well when you're going to meet the people that you're hoping will hire your services as a coach. If you're not looking after yourself and rock up trying to get them to hire you as a coach with bags under your eyes and 12 o'clock shadow, and you've not really dressed yourself properly, and you put your makeup on appropriately, then again, you're the first count.
Yeah, I agree too. You've got to dress the part, and you've got to be able to really push that over so that, when you are meeting someone in a C-level position and they are wanting to hire you or looking to hire you, and you show up in your, I've just washed the car type clothes, then the image is not the image that they want to have developing their own persona and their future. So yeah, I 100% agree on that.
And we could go on with all of the, I tell you, the number of people that I've interviewed or met that have stink of alcohol from the night before, or cigarette smoke, they just haven't cleaned their shoes. People talk about shoes quite a lot, don't they? And how the shoes are important, and I completely agree with that. I think those kind of things are worth, it's the detail sometimes that pays for itself.
Exactly, 100%, exactly. Okay, let me just take a quick station identification here, and we'll be back in 1 minute, 30 seconds.
You're listening to Rod Beaumont with Unleash Your Potential here on International Life Coach Radio. I'd like to thank you for joining us, and again, I'd like to thank our sponsor, Audible.com, who are helping us today bring you this broadcast. If you would like to sign up for some free audiobooks, then go ahead to audiblepodcast.com/lifecoachradio. There are many, many books on Audible that will help you in your self-development and coaching. So I recommend you visit it and have a look and see what you can find. Again, audiblepodcast.com/lifecoachradio. And if you're listening out there and you would like to take part in our program today, remember that the number for you to call is 347-637-1960. And if you're an international listener, that would be a +1. So +1 347-637-1960. It would be great to hear from you and get you participating in our program. And once again, many thanks to Audible.com for being this program's sponsor. If you would like to join their free offer, go to audiblepodcast.com/lifecoachradio.
And of course, Chris, as we listen to that, let's have a plug for the Coaching Academy too, because you also at the Coaching Academy have some fantastic resources online.
Yeah, we do, Rod. I mean, for people listening, I would suggest that the Personal Success Academy is a fantastic starter for 10. For me, I talked about the importance of coaches, getting a coach. That was the first thing I said. And the beauty of Personal Success Academy is that you get to have your own online coach, if you like. So people like Bev James that you've mentioned and myself and some of the team at the Coaching Academy almost coach you on things like goals and motivation and assertiveness and resilience and mindfulness and all of these kind of facets that are beneficial to you, whether you're wanting to become a coach or just wanting some coaching for yourself. So I would say the Personal Success Academy is without a doubt the best place to start.
It is indeed. And just to put in there that when you sign up for this, for the Personal Success Academy, you are actually getting a team that are coming to work with you. This is not just a one person. This is just a 30-minute podcast or what have you every now and again. This is a really well-structured program that supports coaches, that supports your professional development as well as your professional development, and this is delivered by a team of probably the most successful coach trainers and coaches that are in the United Kingdom right now.
Yeah, I agree with that, Rod. And you know, like you said, it's well structured. There are exercises that you can go through. You can create your own wheel. And if you don't know what a wheel is, come and check it out. You can create your own vision boards. And people like myself and Bev and the rest of the team will, you know, there's video and activities that people can go through that they can keep coming back to as they keep making progress in their own life.
And that brings us back to then mistakes coaches make. What other things do you really recommend that we need to take a look at as we are developing our businesses?
Well, you know, just to sort of finish off the point of professionalism that I was making. Again, I think that coaches undervalue the service that they offer. And I think that, you know what, we've probably all not purchased a product or a service because we thought it's too cheap. You can be too cheap, right? So, you know, I think this is a mistake that coaches make. They are often too cheap. They don't value what they do enough to charge fees that are commensurate value that they bring to the people that they work with. And one of the challenges with a lot of the coaches can sometimes be, in my experience, if they have a background in counseling or therapy, which many coaches do, they approach it from the perspective of the counselors and therapists, and they charge counselor-therapy kinds of fees. Whereas in my experience, the coaches out there that are charging the kind of fees that are, in my opinion and the opinion of many of the coaches out there, in line with what coaching is worth, approach it more from the perspective of a consultant. They charge consultancy rates. And so don't undervalue what you offer. In my experience, a lot of coaches do.
And there is, of course, that old adage, you get what you pay for.
Yeah, and people know that, Rod. People know that. And so, you know, the number of organizations that we send these surveys out, we ask questions of the coaches, we ask questions of the people hiring the services of the coach, and one of the first things that people will look at is obviously the price, and they will openly admit to the fact that coaches won't even get a look in if they are too cheap. So, you know, maybe that's the reason why people aren't being hired out there. They're too cheap.
And something that I'd like to put in it, and I'm not sure if you're going to cover this at all, but also following on from that, as a coach, you don't have to accept everybody that walks through the door. You know,
yeah.
You can be selective on the people you want to coach.
That's the whole point, as far as I'm concerned, of running your own business, Rod. You know, if you're running a full-time or a part-time coaching business, you get to be your own boss. You get to choose when you work with whom you work, you get to decide on all of those things. And otherwise, Rod, you may as well stay employed if you're forced to work with people that you don't want to work with. Being your own boss means that you get the luxury of choosing who you work with. And I would only choose to work with the people that I would like to work with, that I'm going to get some benefit from working with.
That's right, because if you surround yourself just with negative people and they are going to drain your energy, then that is really going to affect you and also the service you provide to your other clients.
Yeah, absolutely. And I'll definitely mention that. One of the things I wanted to talk about, Rod, was the assumptions that coaches make. And again, I think that in my experience, when people phone me up and they book in time to have a mentoring call, and they bring the subject of their coaching business, one of the big things that's stopping coaches being more successful is their own perception, their own beliefs, their own assumptions that they're making. I can't tell you of the amount of times that I've had a coach say to me, "Oh, you know, Chris, there's no money in schools." Or, "Oh, yeah, Chris, I can't work with any of the small businesses in my area because there's nobody in my area that's hiring coaches." People have these assumptions about all sorts of things, often money, often their geography as well. They have an assumption of where they are geographically and whether that's going to be helpful or not. But fundamentally, and there's that wonderful quote that says that the main reason why people don't get what they want is the story they tell themselves about why people can't get what they want. And I think that this is the problem. The main reason why coaches aren't successful is because they are getting in the way of their own success in the shape of some of their beliefs and assumptions.
Yeah, you've got to stay positive. I mean, I'll give you an example on the schools. I sent out a mailing 2 weeks ago to something like 17,000 schools in the UK. I got about 1% that came back, which if you think about it, 1% of 17,000 is great for a small business because it gets you going and it gets people involved. And the conversion on that is going really well just now. So I think, you know, coaches really do have to not just assume. I mean, in the States, we would say, if you assume something, you make an ass out of you and me.
Yeah.
We don't use that over here.
But we've certainly used it. Yeah, we certainly do. I think it's pretty international.
Okay.
Well, I'm certainly something we've heard a few times before. So, you bring another really relevant point up there, which leads me nicely onto the next thing, Rob, because what some coaches will do, Rob, they'll do like you did. They'll send out a mailer to however many hundreds or maybe even thousands of people. And then if they get a small response or a limited response or no response or whatever, then they give up. They give up far too quickly. And for me, habit number one of Stephen Covey's Seven Habits is be proactive. And there are not enough coaches out there being proactive. Again, they kind of wait for it to happen to them rather than going out there and making it happen for themselves. And for me, the coaches out there that are as successful and reaching their potential are the coaches that are persistent. They don't do one mailer and then think, "Oh, that wasn't very good. I won't bother doing that again." They try again, back to the well, and fetch another pail of water. Einstein said that the secret of his intelligence was because rather than looking for a needle in a haystack, stopping when he found the needle, he'd go back to the haystack and keep looking until he found two or three and sometimes even four needles. So, you know, be persistent and be proactive. Don't let one experience sort of color your viewpoint of the future. Don't assume that because it didn't work once, that that's going to be the way that it is. keep on going, keep on going out there and keep trying and seeing what happens. That for me is one of the big areas that coaches fall down on. They give up far too quickly.
That's right. And the other thing I would put in there is don't take it personally. You know, I think that probably one of the worst jobs in the world people think of is as a being a cold seller when you're on the phone. And yet, if you go to these cold selling centers, the people that are actually on the other end that we never see tend to be really bouncy. They're hyperactive. They're enjoying themselves. Has become personal, that they keep going, trying over and over again until they get a conversion, until they get a client.
Yeah, this is the godfather, isn't it? It's not business. It's just business. It's not personal.
Exactly.
Yeah, lessons from the godfather. I'm sure there's a whole whole webinar there for you, Rod.
I think so.
You know, for me as well, the other thing that coaches be doing more of, and you sort of touched on it already, is specializing. Too many coaches out there are trying to be all things to all people. We use the phrase over here, and I don't know if this translates, a jack of all trades and a master of none.
Yeah.
And that's certainly what a lot of coaches do. They want to be a life coach or a business coach or a confidence coach. And when you look at the potential people that will hire you, and if you're talking, you know, the vast majority of people on the planet that fall into the category of people that could potentially hire you, you're not setting yourself up as enough of an expert. You're not specializing enough. I've always loved the phrase that the generalists seek the clients, but the clients seek a specialist. And that's why, you know, your cardiovascular surgeons can command greater fees than the general practitioners. So for me, coaches need to be the cardiovascular surgeons. They need to specialize.
That's true. And I know currently with our economic situation, as you know, I'm based up in Scotland. We've been pretty much decimated with the oil industry. And so a lot of coaching contracts were cancelled, but new ones have now opened up. New ones helping empower the people being laid off or having to change jobs so that they can get themselves into a position where they are hireable, where people really want them. And so just because one door closes doesn't mean that you can't pay attention and see what's opening right within your own neighborhood.
Again, another great example, Rod, of the assumptions that I've heard coaches make, or the economy. You know, that's a real big one. But you're right. One door closes, another door opens. What a great niche. I specialize in coaching redundancies within the oil and gas industry. Fantastic. You've got a real niche market. You've got a number of companies that are cash rich, that have got a duty and a care and a responsibility to invest in the people that they're making redundant. And coaching is one of the things that a lot of organizations, especially some of the big boys and the big girls out there in the marketplace, they're often sort of to put their hands in their pocket and hire the services. So specialize. Start thinking specifically, not just the kinds of things that you want to coach people, like stress or health or confidence or retirement or whatever it might be. So the kind of specific people that will hire you, so that you can identify a real clear profile of your ideal client. Because when you've got that, when you know that you are going to coach the parents of young people with autism in the Midwest, then you know the kinds of reasons why they'll hire you. You know the kind of language to your marketing on your website when you talk to people. You'll know what they read. And that's, it's not because you are an expert in any particular area. It is a marketing strategy to set yourself up as the go-to lady or gentleman specific area. And that's why, for me, it doesn't matter if somebody in the whole world trains in coaching skills, Rod, because everyone in the world can benefit from coaching, and it's just about specializing and niching yourself as a coach. And then what happens is you get wonderful joint ventures and associations and affiliate networks between coaches where, you know, one coach will refer business to another coach whose area of expertise is different to theirs. So it's a fantastic marketing strategy. And again, I think coaches worry that if they specialize too much, there's going to be a smaller pond in which they're fishing.
Better to be the big fish in the small pond.
Well, yeah, it's better to have a really effective fishing rod, I think, and really great bait. And, you know, if you know the kinds of fish you're catching and it's a smaller pond and you've got, you know exactly the kind of bait to use and where the fish lurk, you're going to increase the likelihood of popping them in your net. So, yeah, absolutely. Rather than just jumping in a little fishing boat and heading out there into the Atlantic or the Pacific, and you know, you could be there some time.
And that really brings us into something that I'm going to interject here, because I'm not sure that you'll have time to mention it, but when a coach specializes, when a coach is marketing themselves, the Coaching Academy has an absolutely fantastic online tool for the coaches themselves, as well as for people to link up and find those coaches. I'm referring to, of course, the Coaching Academy directory. And how can coaches use that? And how can clients use that, no matter where they are in the world, to match themselves the perfect coach for the perfect client?
Yeah, it's a coaching directory, and it's www.coach-search.co.uk. And as you said, you know, it's a great place for the qualified professional coach to advertise their services and identify their areas of specialism so that people can find them a lot easier. You know, again, it's a bless to have over 500,000 visits to our website every year, and not all of them are looking for to coach. Some of those visitors are looking to hire a coach. We send them off in the direction of the coaching directory at coach-search.co.uk. And that way, it's a great win-win. You know, our coaches get to increase the likelihood of people finding them and hiring them as a coach. And similarly, ladies and gents out there looking for a coach are more likely to find a coach that they have a real affinity with by searching through their particulars on the website.
And I'd really like to mention that, because between the Personal Success Academy and the Coaching Directory, one of the things that really sets the Coaching Academy apart from other coach training companies is that it's not all about just becoming a coach. You really do follow through and mentor and encourage and provide so much more than just getting a bit of paper at the end of 6 months or a year. And I think that's one of the things that makes the Coaching Academy really stand out above the rest.
Yeah, and thank you for that, Rod. And you know, this isn't it's not altruistic. You know, we're not doing this without any return. We do it because we know that the quality of the support that we give our students and our coaches is we get that, we reap the rewards, because if people are well supported and we help them grow the business and they increase the likelihood of their success, then we know they're going to talk highly of us. We know they're going to recommend us to their friends and refer us to organizations to go in and deliver training, in-house training with organizations. And, you know, we hugely benefit from doing a good job. If we do a good job, people like us and they will keep telling their friends about us. And that's why we've been going longer than anyone else ever here in Europe since 1999.
And I also think part of that is, if you're looking to become a coach and if you're looking to train, you really have to be willing to put in 100%. Because if you're not willing to put in 100%, there's no point in saying later, well, you know, I didn't make it, so it's somebody else's fault. You've got to be having the passion. You've got to have the follow-up. And it's got to be focused, as we were saying earlier.
Habit number one, be proactive. You've got to take ownership and responsibility for yourself. This is what we as coaches are doing with our clients, right? We're helping them take ownership and responsibility of the things that they want to achieve and the way that they're going to go about achieving it. And if we're helping our clients do that, we, again, to go back to the point I made earlier, we have to be walking our talk. We have to be taking ownership and responsibility for our own behavior. So absolutely, you'll leads me nicely on to the, you know, when I get interviewed by webinars or in magazines or whatever it is, one of the get asked often is something like, so Chris, if you had to boil it down to one word, what would that one thing be? And attitude, Rod, you know, you've touched on it already. It's having that positive mental attitude. Again, where coaches fall down is they lose it. They forget the importance of getting what you focus on, of believing that, that things are possible. And they get easily sucked down by maybe the naysayers. And some of them even bizarrely turn into these kind of negative people themselves. And then, you know, it becomes a self-fulfilling prophecy. You know, they don't believe they'll be successful, and then they prove themselves right. It's that whole Henry Ford quote, isn't it? Whether you think you can or whether you think you can't, you're probably right. And so, you know, the big tip is think about the things that you're telling yourself and your own attitude. And remember, you've got a choice over the attitude that you have. You get to choose that. You can't control what happens to you, but you can always, always choose how you respond. And this is nothing new. You know, this whole philosophy has been going for, you know, thousands of years since ancient Greece. People were talking about this concept. So, you know, coaches out there listening or people looking to hire the services of a coach, I bet you want to hire a service of a positive coach, right? You don't want to hire a service of a coach to them. Just through talking to them, you feel like your lifeblood and your soul is slowly draining from your body. Like the Dementors in the Harry Potter books. you don't want to work with those soul leeches, those happiness vampires. You want to work with somebody that is positive and have a great attitude, because it's contagious. It will make you want to go out there and make the changes so that you can get ready for that positive and life-lifting, life-affirming experience of the coaching session next time around.
It's so wonderful talking with you, Chris, because you're so energizing, you're so passionate, and you have absolutely focused on, you know, what it is that you are telling us, what it is you really believe in. And that's, I think, one of the things that makes you so outstanding with this is that you do walk the walk. It's not just a matter of saying the words. We've got about 5 minutes left. And what would you like to use that 5 minutes for as you're winding this up?
Well, I've got one more, Rod. I've got one more, and it kind of leads nicely into the end. You know, habit number 7 of the 7 habits. Again, if you've not read Stephen Covey's book, The 7 Habits of Highly Effective People, for me, this is one of the books to make sure that you've read, which, you know, the irony is that my final tip is about professional development. So people out there that are looking to hire the services of a coach, you probably won't want to hire the services of a coach that did their training 10, 15 years ago and hasn't done anything since. You want to hire the services of somebody that's keeping up to date. Similarly, the coaches out there that are more successful are the coaches out there that, as Covey says, are sharpening their saw. They're constantly reading around. They're going on seminars. They're listening to things like this, Rod. Even if they're refreshing their memory of stuff they already know, you know, repetition is the mother of all learning. These are the coaches out there that are reaping the rewards, the coaches who are investing in their ongoing, continual professional development, in whichever way, shape, or form that may be, whether it's learning about coaching or business, which we've already covered. For me, Peter Thompson, again, big personal development guru in the UK, he says, the day you stop learning is the day you stop earning. And I like that. I think that is so true, so apt.
It really is. I was very fortunate when I was working in the States that I actually trained. Stephen Covey was the trainer that was doing our seven habits in Salt Lake, actually Provo.
Wow.
And it was absolutely fantastic. And at the time, you know, you just took it all, but yeah, it's a workshop. But then as you look back on it, you really get so much value from that. And he was such a brilliant orator. You've mentioned this actually being really important in your professional development. So in terms of the Coaching Academy, besides the actresses for the different diplomas, you do also provide opportunities for the continuing professional development. Is that correct?
Yeah, I mean, even if we run this free two-day live training program in the UK, we run it seven times a month, and we get people from all over the world that come to the UK for a weekend in London or Birmingham or Manchester. We do it around the UK. And the beauty of those 2 days is, first of all, it gives you an opportunity to come along and find out a little bit more about coaching, or if you already know about coaching, to refresh your memory. It gives you 2 days to work on yourself as well and think about the things that are important to you. And then off the back of those 2 days, people get an opportunity to decide if coaching is right for them or not, if maybe they've not come across it before. It's an opportunity to take the Coaching Academy, if you like, for a bit of a test drive. See what you think, see how we feel, how we handle around the corners, those kind of things. And then if at the end of those 2 days, people are interested in either starting their journey to become a professional coach, then we have all sorts of different options, whether it's live training or distance learning. And similarly, we get a number of coaches that come along to the 2 days that are already coaching, maybe even already qualified coaches that are just looking to come along as part of their ongoing. So I would say the free 2 days, and both days of training completely free of charge, is the people listening to this to think about.
Yeah, and it really is a great opportunity. You do learn much from that. I remember I did mine in, and it was absolutely wonderful. Well, Chris, thank you very much for being my guest. Can you just run through real quickly the Coaching Academy website address and also the Coaching Directory website address for us?
With pleasure. Thank you, Rod. Yeah, the Coaching Academy, we are www.the-coaching-academy.com. The-coaching-academy.com. You can find the coaching directory at www.coach-search.co.uk, and you can check out the Personal Success Academy on www.personalsuccessacademy.com.
Thank you very much, Chris. And for those of you that are listening, if you go to our program information on the website, you will see those links are also there. Thank you very much, Chris, and have a great week ahead.
Bless you, Rod. You too.
Thank you. Bye-bye. That was Chris Robertson of The Coaching. And as you said, the Coaching Academy is absolutely wonderful, especially when it comes to resources and support. Doesn't matter where you are in the world, there are things on their website, www.the-coaching-academy.com. If you can't remember it, just type into your browser, The Coaching Academy, and it will come up. Thank you very much for joining me this evening. It has been absolutely thrilling to work here with Chris tonight, and I look forward to seeing you in 2 more weeks for my next episode. And until then, I thank you all for joining, and good night.